It's Moisturize, the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, different Moisturize Rolly 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Moisturize Rolly 903. With David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular young comedian, the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Young comedian, he says. Anybody in radio with their own hair is a juvenile, you know.
Well, it's our first show in February, Red.
Yeah, we better get some jokes pretty soon, or it'll be the last. Don't get me. You know what that is every week when we come on? That's the sponsor blowing his top. You know, I was a little disappointed this week. I went out and bought a pack of Raleighs, and I opened them up, and it didn't go... Oh, I think I'll give up this racket, you know. I think I'll go down to Georgia, grab me off a little governorship, and settle down. Wonder who's governor this week, huh?
Well, you know, February is a big month. A lot of great men were born this month. Edison, Washington, Lincoln, MacArthur.
Now, don't forget Boo Roos.
Who's he?
He's my landlord.
And Sunday was Groundhog Day.
Yeah, did you hear what happened? A groundhog came out to see if he could see his shadow. And before he could get back in, a veteran and his wife moved in the hall. For him, I guess.
Well, what else happened this week, Red?
Well, I noticed in this issue of Radio Life, practically every member of our cast walked off with the annual award.
Is that right?
I don't know if it's right or not, but they got them.
Well, I wasn't the only one. Gigi Pearson, David Forrester, our sound effects kids, Jack Robinson and Fred Cole, all won awards in Radio Life magazine poll.
Mm-hmm.
And last year in the same poll, our Pat McGeehan got the award for being the best character actor, and Bert Felton got it for being the best character actress, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right. All of that to lead up for that one line, huh? Yeah, that's right. They figured if a grandmother could put up with Junior for 39 weeks, they had to be good and deserved an award.
Well, what did they give her?
Purple heart, I guess. Rod, you know, I'm proud of all of you.
Imagine that many people on one show getting awards. Do you realize what that means?
Yeah, nobody's listening to me. I might start doing a one-man show, you know.
Ah, you're
no
kidding.
No kidding. I got a sponsor all lined up. Frost warning. A sponsor I need. I leave the audience cold every week. Hey, I'm glad David Forrester and his orchestra grabbed off the musical honors this year.
Yeah, what did they present him with, Red?
A family-sized bottle of Kreml. Then Gabriel gave me my heater, you know.
Well... Just think, someday our conductor, David, will be standing in front of his own symphony orchestra.
You'll have to get a haircut or you'll never see the bass fiddle.
I don't think David has unusually long hair.
Oh, no. You notice that the black ends on his hair?
Mm-hmm.
That's from
mm-hmm.
the shoe polish on his shoes. You know, you received honorable mention for being the most convincing annoyance announcer. Convincing announcer.
Yeah.
Me, I get nothing.
Well, anyway, we're all pals here. I'll stick with you, Red. You stick with me. We'll all stick together.
Okay, I'm stuck. Shake, right? Shake, right?
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, take the word of Drew Pearson, famous radio commentator. This new Rolly 903 is right. New blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Rolly 903 is new. All new. Smoke the new, all new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
Now Anita Ellis sings one of her most popular recordings, the anniversary song. Scrapbook of satire will be on elevators. Chapter 1, How the Elevator Operates.
Well, here I am. Yes, sir, boy, I'm awful proud of my job as an elevator operator. Yes, sir, this uniform I've got is pretty snappy. Brass buttons on the shoulder, brass buttons down the front of me. I look like a well-kept cuspidor with legs. Yes, sir, a good job to have, too. Ours is not the reason why. Ours is but to do or get fired. Sir, I'll never forget the first day I took this job. I got in the elevator and went right up to the 27th floor. And that's pretty amazing, too, considering the place has only got 10 floors. going up? Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you.
Howdy, Clem.
Yes?
I'm doing an interview from a paper. Tell me, can you get much speed out of your elevator?
Well, yes, I can. One day I came down from the top floor so fast that all my passengers wore their hair in an upsweep for the rest of the week.
Do you operators have different rules to follow?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we do. First thing we learn to do is to annoy the passengers. For example, when people keep pressing the button, we go by their floors. We do it about 3 or 4 times before we stop.
Well, doesn't that make them mad?
It helps. What really gets them, though, is when we stop at the floor above them and pass their floor and then stop at the one below. Last week, you know, I did that, and finally when I did stop, I opened the door and I couldn't find anybody. And all I found was long fingernail scratches on the door, and the window was open.
You mean they jumped?
Yep. Yeah. Some people are pretty lazy. They hate to walk. And then another thing, one of our favorite tricks is to get the elevator just so that people can hardly breathe, get it that crowded, then load in 3 more. Then when you see somebody running, the 4th guy, we close the door real quick. Would you like to see my collection of noses?
Two operators, you.
Well, sir, I always say, and you can quote me, face the door and watch yourself.
Well, why do you make the people face the door?
They get pretty sick if they face me. But I always say, watch your step, and then I stop the elevator about 1 inch from the floor level, see? And then when they fall flat on their face, I say, see, I told you so. Well, one of my favorite tricks is to bring the car to a sudden stop. I love to see people's eyeballs bounce around the ceiling.
Well, I guess you get to know people pretty well, don't you?
Yes, sir. As an elevator, I can just look at people the minute they get on the elevator, and I can tell where they're going. If a man's pale, I know he's going to see a doctor. If he's got a letter in his hand, he's going to see a lawyer.
How do you know?
I asked the Rocher. Chapter 2 is entitled The Average Apartment House Elevator.
Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Bumskull.
Numskull, her name.
You got a dictionary on you?
Numskull, this is my wife.
Are you people newlyweds? You're always holding hands.
No, I'm just trying to get my ring back.
So you're a new tenant, eh?
Yes.
Tell me, how did you get this apartment?
My father put my name on the waiting list when I was born.
Please read the house rules carefully. No pets and no radio after 9 o'clock. We do not tolerate unnecessary noises of any kind, such as barking.
Yeah. Well, I better tell you in advance that I sing in the bathtub.
All the time?
Only when I take a bath. Of course, I don't suppose you'll mind that once a month, will you? Shall we go to the apartment, dear?
Yes, dear.
Here's your key. Apartment 603 on the 6th floor.
Yes. The trunks and bags are already on the elevator. Come on.
It's a self-operating elevator. You push the button for the floor you want.
Yes.
But after 9 o'clock, it shut off.
Oh, you shut off the elevator. Okay. Let's
see. Gee, he sure is an old sourpuss.
Yeah, looking at him would make a lemon pucker up.
This thing certainly is slow. Gosh, we've been on here a half hour, and I don't think we've moved.
Yeah, it is slow, but the elevator's moving all right. When the elevator started, I had 1 foot on the lobby, and it just left the floor.
This elevator must be awfully old. Yeah. Look at the writing on the wall.
Yeah, it says, Kilroy's great-grandfather was here. Here's another one. The Indians beat us again.
Who did they beat? The Red Sox?
No, it's signed to some guy named Custer.
Oh, maybe I better get off and walk upstairs so I can have dinner ready by the time you get there with the luggage.
Well, how could you? The can opener's in the trunk. Besides, we're so used to those fast elevators down at the office, it just makes this one seem kind of slow.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, just enjoy the ride.
What time is it?
It's 3 minutes to nine, but we're getting there. We just passed the second floor. Or it passed us. I don't know.
What happened? The elevator stopped.
It's 9 o'clock. They shut it off for the night.
I wonder why they shut it off at 9 o'clock.
Well, the slaves that pull it up have a strong union, I guess. You sure look good with gray hair. I wonder how many governors Georgia has now.
Oh, if we only had some water. Can you reach the emergency button?
Oh, I'm too weak. Besides, I tried it 3 days ago and it don't work.
Oh, what was that?
That's people on the other elevator going down. To see their faces when they find out that the Civil War is over.
Oh, we're almost there.
Yeah. Oh, we made it. The door is automatic. Crawl, dear. Crawl. Oh.
My good man, what are you belly whopping around for?
Oh, yeah.
Say, don't I know you from somewhere?
You rented this apartment 603 Numskull.
Oh, yeah, I remember
now. Could you help us get our trunks into the apartment?
You ain't got that apartment no more.
Why?
You were dispossessed last month for not paying your rent.
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new, all-new, new blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors based on a method used by the United States government prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play The Great American Classic. Thank you.
you. Man, why don't you open that door?
Chapter 4 is entitled Little Danger on Elevators.
Yes? Okay. Now, where did you get that newspaper?
There's a big pile of them over there on the corner. I just put a penny in the cup and take one, see?
But the paper is a nickel.
Well, why should I pay you a nickel? I can't read. I just look at the pictures.
Now, Junior, you be good.
Yeah, what else can I be wearing this dog muzzle I got on?
And you better hold on to my hand.
Okay.
You might get lost to the crowd and somebody would find you. And I wouldn't want to play a dirty trick like that on anybody.
Well, you sure does love me, don't you? Here, I help you cross the street, Grandma, like the Boy Scouts do. Here, come on.
Oh, this traffic is awful.
Hey, now, don't worry. I was standing in the middle of the street and just waved me with a hand like a traffic cop. Look. Look at that 1947 Buick with the built-in telephone pole.
Come here to me.
No.
You broke me with a leg.
I did not. Get up off the sidewalk.
Stand up. You broke me. It hurts.
That is because you're getting old.
It is not. You broke me leg. Just when it gets as old as that one, and it don't hurt.
You're getting too big for your britches.
I thought I felt a drag.
Dear. Come on. Let's go up to your grandfather's office. I need some money.
Yeah, I need a new wristwatch. Me Mickey Mouse is all worn out. It runs only when the cat's around, you know? Hey, I don't think Grandpa will give us any money. You know, he's going to need it for a new suit.
He has a new suit.
Yeah, he's got one, but I put it in the bathtub for the water.
You didn't do that. You're kidding.
You just keep laughing, kiddo.
But, Junior, that's a genuine herringbone suit.
That's why I put it in the bathtub. I want to see if the herring could swim.
Here's the elevator.
Yeah. I'm sorry, ma'am. You'll have to use your stairway. The elevator's out of order.
No.
Well, don't look at me. I didn't do that.
What are we going to do? I can't walk up those steps.
Why don't you crawl up like you used to when you was the Catwoman with the circus, huh?
Junior, you know I was never a Catwoman in a circus.
Oh, no.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present Kitty Kelly, the human Catwoman.
Meow!
Oh, boy. How bad old Mason would love you. He loves that, you know.
Oh, come on. We'll try the freight elevator.
Yeah. Here, don't take these long steps. Look, if you're not going to let me feet touch the ground, let go of my ears so I can glide. Hey, Grandma, do you think it's safe to be on the freight elevator?
But of course. What could be wrong with it?
What? Well, I'm not telling you my plans, kiddo.
Here it is.
Yeah?
Oh, and self-operating.
Oh, good.
I hope we don't get caught.
No, come on, we sneak in.
Just a second. Where are you going, lady?
We want to go up, please, to the 10th floor.
Oh, the passenger elevator's out in front.
Yeah, but the passengers are right here.
But this is for employees only.
Oh, well, I'm the new scrub woman.
Yeah, she's a scrub woman.
Oh, do tell.
Yeah.
You don't look like a scrub woman.
Well, she does when she's dressed up.
Well, if she's a scrub woman, what do you do, little boy?
I sit in the bucket and wring out the mop.
Here, my good man, is a dollar if you keep still.
Yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. If you say you're a scrub woman, you is. I guess you is.
Yes. Hey, how about your money for me? Keep from telling about the scrub woman that you isn't. Hmm?
Oh. Here's a penny.
Well, thanks, sporty. As you say, this is self-operating. Come on, Grandma, I'll steer it.
Oh, you don't have to steer an elevator.
You've been driving in California too long.
Get on,
Junior.
Yeah, okay. I'll be good.
What happened?
Junior, open that elevator door and let me on, too.
Now, I don't know which button opens the door.
Of course, I does. But if I push the right button, I'm going to get the point a lot of you bloodthirsty people.
Here, open that door immediately. Yes. If you don't, I'll fix you.
Well, that does it, then. I'm going to stay right here while I am.
Junior!
Hey, look at me swing on the iron cage door. Does I look like a monkey in a zoo?
No, you don't have as much personality.
No.
Open the door, Junior!
Yeah.
Oh,
don't you hit me.
Why did the stork have to pick our family to deliver a booby trap?
Yeah.
You stand there in the corner, be quiet.
Okay. Hey, Grandma, you mad at me?
Yes.
Awful mad?
Yes.
You mad enough to eat nails?
Yes. Are you sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry I don't have any nails to feed you. Yeah, let me press the button and take the elevator.
Oh, all right. Press the one that has number 10 on it.
Yeah, well, this is rather embarrassing because I can't count that high, so I'll have to press number 5 twice.
Whee!
This is funny, isn't it, huh? Hey, what's this red button here for?
Let alone. It's for an emergency.
What is that? Hey, Grandma, get up off of the floor.
If you ever do a thing like that, you know what's going to happen.
No, but you know what's going to happen. Hey, look, me pants are at half mast. I'll press number 10 button again. That red one's a tricky little devil, isn't it, huh?
Open up!
Yes? Hello?
Hey, what's all this excitement about?
You got a squib, read it.
My atomic grandson pressed the wrong button.
No?
Well, accidents will happen.
You don't think I did it on purpose, Peggy?
Of course not.
Barnum was right.
What floor do you want?
Number 10, but I will press your button. Here. Going up.
Now, Junior, sit down.
Did you say down?
Yes, ma'am.
There we go down. Boy, this is
funny,
Junior, huh?
I didn't say down.
Oh, I'm sorry, kiddo. Then we will go up again.
I warned you.
Yeah, don't you hit me. Don't you hit me. Goodness, now I know how a yo-yo feels.
I'll yo-yo you just as soon as we get down.
You say down? Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Don't snap the table.
Oh, no, that's bad, because I don't want to die in the direction I'm going. Tell me this thing was an express. Hey, Grandma, that's good. Teach me to stand on me head like that, will you?
Are you all right, lady?
Oh, I'm kind of shaken up. And I have an empty feeling.
Well, no wonder, kiddo. You tell me, just landed.
Remember, we'll all be back in the next few at the same time. That's Shelton, David Forrest, and his office, Cindy, to Alice, Werner Feld, and Susan Thurston, Captain Gee, and wonderful friends of yours, Julie Rado Connors. We'll next year to them.
Red Shelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People in the Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
If you've got an extra prayer, folks, say it for Babe Ruth, the name is of Amos and Andy.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.